Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! Yes, we are here. We are here. We are out on the highway. Right now we are out in Chiloquin, Oregon. Yes, been out here exploring, going hiking, and getting ready for the tour to start. And we'll try to find the new ad. There it is. Ad for Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour. We're playing our own ad today. That's right. Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour. That's right, folks. You can find us on Amazon. We have one special, one soon to be added on. We're out touring. We tour all the small cities that everybody ignores. That's right. We get out there. We get with it. Be starting in California. You can go to educatedredneck.com, and my schedule is pretty much on there. And right now we are broadcasting live from our van, studio, home, travel companion, daily driver, all-in-one house. It's interesting to live like this. I live in my van 4 to 5 months out of each year with my faithful companion, Dillinger, who is in the back enjoying the fact that Dad turned the heat on. Yes, I have a little Echo Flow Wave 2. I would like to give them a sterling review. I would like to say this is something you definitely should buy, but I'm kind of in the I'm not sure mode. When it's plugged in, excellent. When it's using its battery, not so much. So if you're a van lifer and you're thinking about these, and I have found out that the heater function works a million times better than the air conditioning function. This thing will warm the van up fast. Whereas air conditioning wise, you can spend the whole battery just trying to cool the van down. So, still not sure what to think of it. But out here on the highway, trying to make a living, which they're desperately trying to destroy. Look at the gas prices. Oh my goodness. There's so much to talk about today. I'm hoping on the first break to pick up Herman Hurston and get him on the show, but he has not answered my text. Again, doing everything from the highway is not the easiest way to do things. So here we are out here just doing what we do, telling jokes, making fun, and trying to live in this absolute insane world that we live in. Yeah, we had mentioned lockdowns on our last show, and it seems that when you're confronted with the truth and you can't even acknowledge it, that's how you know how far down the lie we have gone. Fauci was on TV, and somebody actually did research. I know, shocking that somebody in the media, you know, a reporter would actually do some reporting, but they did. They did some reporting. And they found a major study that showed that masks do nothing. You know, something we all knew who understood basic filtration and the size of particles. Your little mask is nothing more than a symbol that you're a chicken shit. That's all your mask is. Your mask is a symbol that shows that you're a little bitch and you're afraid of what exists in the world every single day. Because every single day out there, you're around you're around all kinds of different viruses, bacteria, particulates. And these masks do nothing. First of all, there's no real seal on the face. So if you have any seal that's letting stuff in, you've already defeated your purpose. Yeah, but it provides zero coverage. Understand that. Quit it with your, hey, it's a little bit. Shut up. You're the dumbasses that take a flu vaccine that's barely 50% effective. And how do you measure that? If it's not 100% effective, how do you because you can't. Because just because you got it and didn't get the flu doesn't mean that it worked. Because millions of people live through flu season without the shot and don't get it. That's me. I've never had a flu shot. I never will take a flu shot. And I'm not anti-vax because there are some vax that work. And those are the ones that work 100% of the time, like rabies vaccine. See, that actually is a vaccine that works. You get what I'm saying? Nobody denies that one. That one has saved many people from the horrible disease that is rabies. So it works. There are vaccines that work. But they're finally coming to the table and starting to admit, look, none of your child's vaccines have been tested for safety. That's a fact. The vaccines you give your kids have very harmful metals in them. That's a fact. Autism doesn't exist in the Amish community. That's a fact. So why are you being sold this bill of goods on this experimental gene therapy? Look, there's no doubt that people are dying. There's no doubt that people are having heart attacks. There's no doubt. It's in the insurance actuaries. The coroners have said that we have never seen anything like this in people's blood. The stories are everywhere. The reason they will not investigate them is because they are going to sell you this poison, and it's important that everybody takes it. You know, it's a Jim Jones Kool-Aid party. So how long are you going to put up with this? Because they're going to try to force it again. And I saw what you chicken shits did the first time. You caved in so fast.
It's for the good, you Grandma Kitty. If you don't take the bait, we should just kill you.
You guys were real, real nice. I will be equally as nice. Screw your mandates. Screw your vaccine. And screw you. Because this is BS, folks. This is absolutely unadulterated BS. They lied to you the first time. Are you Charlie Brown's again? Lucy's going to hold the football still this time so you can kick it. You're going to believe it again is what you're going to do. And it's stupid. It's unadulteratedly stupid. But you're going to fall for it yet again. It's a level of stupidity and absurdity I have never seen. Seriously, folks. I've never seen this much stupidity in my life. And I've been around quite a while, and I've seen a lot of stupidity. I mean, hell, you guys supposedly voted for Biden. And y'all bought that. You bought that lie. Nobody voted for him. It's ridiculous is what it is. Absolutely ridiculous. But yet here we are, with Captain Idiot as president. And we sit here with an economy that is just going to pieces. That is just going to pieces. And you guys are riding that bus and going right along with it. And it's sad. It is sad. Well, folks, we're going to start our first break. And allow me, oh, wow, wouldn't you know it, this computer. My computer's getting old. My computer is getting old and my keypad keeps malfunctioning. And then my little, there it is, my little thing quits working. But we're going to start our commercials. I'm going to do a little bit of shameless self-promotion, and we'll be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light, and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
I want to tell everyone about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal. Flip-flops are the most worn shoe. Even in America, almost everyone wears cheap flip-flops during the summer, sometimes even all year long. It's because they don't want to wear shoes, but there is 60 years of social stigma to overcome. Most people think it is illegal to drive a car, go to a store, or eat in public without shoes on. The fact is, there are zero laws, health department stuff, insurance regulations, etc. about going barefoot. Not only that, it is actually safer and more healthy to go barefoot than wear most shoes that we have been wearing for the last half century. Please check out the website barefootislegal.org and check out all of our social media. Going barefoot is safe, healthy, and legal. Barefootislegal.org.
No, all right, we're back. Looks like Herman is not going to be with us today. So here we are, solo with me. So let's get back to the new mandates that Biden is going to foist upon us. Folks, you're watching a government out of control. They have cut themselves free of the Constitution, and they're going to do whatever they want because they have the power now. They have the power and the might, and they have their little robots that will obey them. You know, the people who stood there, put their hand on the Bible and said, I will defend your constitutional rights, and then turn around and do anything but defend your constitutional rights. That's pretty much what's going on. I mean, look, there's enough YouTube videos and people out there are even talking about it in the general public, people who don't pay any attention. So the general public knows that these auditors are exercising rights, yet police have not taken the time to train their policemen on what they're being instructed by the First Amendment auditors. See, the government's plan is always to bankrupt you because they have deep pockets because they can take from everybody's pockets. So they simply run you down a rat hole that you cannot outspend them, and then you just lose your rights. It never should be that way. Money should not be the reason you get your rights. Because they're correct is why you should get your rights. Because they're your rights is why you should have your rights. If you understand what I'm saying. But they have set themselves up to be your master. And that's what they are. Who but your master could walk into your job and take almost half of your pay? Who but your master can make you license what should be a free activity? Who but your master could require you to provide the most intimate details of your life? That's what an audit is. That's what the IRS is. Who but your master can take half your paycheck and then give it to anybody they see fit while letting you suffer in squalor? The government, quite in fact, has become your master, and you are but a slave. Everything that the Constitution was supposed to prevent is now happening. Everything that we fought a war against a tyrannical government is now back, but in spades. And now, after a failed vaccine that the vast majority of Americans know is a failed vaccine, the vast majority of Americans know is a dangerous vaccine, they're going to introduce a new, air quote, vaccine and force you to take it. This is the part of the story where you're supposed to stand up. this is the part of the story where you're supposed to stand up. This is where you're supposed to take your time and stand your ground. Well, it looks like Herman's somewhere around, so I'm going to take, again, a commercial break real quick and pick Herman up. So I know you don't want a commercial, but you're going to get one. Be right back.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
And we're back with Herman. Herman Hurston. Are you there, my friend?
What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Sitting out here in Chilliquin, Oregon.
Uh-huh. How's the weather?
The weather's off and on bad. I've experienced all seasons in the past week.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was last week it was 99 degrees, 90-some degrees in Portland. And then it rained, and the temperatures went down to the 60s. And then I left and went to Chilliquin, where the temperatures are in the 60s during the day and 40s at night. And then I'll be in California Tuesday, and the temperatures are in the 90s there.
Wow, man.
So I've been bouncing back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So it's been an interesting road trip is what it's been.
And right.
Starting Wednesday, the tour starts, and the work starts, and then you've been on the road during a tour. It is,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing like it, man. I like that.
I'm also out here in the land of legalized marijuana.
Great place to be.
Oh, man. It's funny how cheap it gets out here.
Yeah.
You can buy an eight. For like $5.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, out here, since weed has an expiration date, you know, now that it's legal, you get a package and you got to put an expiration date on it. These dispensaries have to sell it and turn their product over. So there's a lot of sales. And there's even a place to get coupons. Yeah. Yeah, a place called CannaSaver.com here in the Denver area. They got coupons where you can get pot, you can get, you know, deals.
Oh, man, like the ones at the bar. Well, that's the bar.
It is. Well, it's freedom. Freedom, you know, they've realized something that our government still hasn't figured out because there's still a federal ban on pot. But they shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be. Why should there be a federal ban on pot? They're just going to control and regulate the funding, what money is being made. You know, that's it.
Yeah, just they got to line their pockets first.
Yeah.
Well, then, out here, see, that's the one thing everybody talks about. Did you have to pay a fee to get a license to grow? And we're not talking a fee like $20 or $30. We're talking thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Because the government's got to get theirs first.
They want to get theirs first.
They're always the first one at the table. They're always the first one to get their meal. They're always the first one to get everything, and then you get the leftovers.
So that would that make the government your pastor?
Well, here's what I said. I said, basically, the government is our master. I said, because who else but your master could walk into your job and say, I want half of your pay and there's nothing you can do?
Yep.
Who else but your master could say, yes, you have paid off your house, but you still owe me money for something that I never bought?
Mm.
I said, who else but your master can tell you how to live and what you must put in your body and what you must, you must wear a safety belt, you must wear a helmet. Who but your master?
Mm. Who and but your master?
Right. It's a very simple question. Who but your master? Who but your master can deem your job is not necessary and send you home for 2 years?
Ooh, who but your master? Who but your master can mandate you to take a something called the shot, and you must take it?
Right.
Who but your master? Who but your master? Wow.
We went from we the people to who but your master.
Who but your master? But
and when you,
how about
you put that, when you put that phrase in front of anything, it really brings a different light to it.
Yeah, it does. But you know, who but your master is according to who the we the people. See, if you understand who's in the group of we the people, you'll understand who's being mastered.
Yep.
Okay? Because in we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, okay, to establish this blessing of liberty for ourselves and our prosperity, someone has to be a builder in that nation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because someone can speak things into a conversation, but someone's hands and feet have to make the labor work.
Yes.
Like the big people up top always say, it's time for war, but they will never be in one.
Correct. And their kids will never be in one.
And their kids will never be in one. You won't be the one walking around Well, trying to wheel around with no limbs and remember what it was like to walk. Yeah, it won't be you.
No.
But you'll be turned into the next.
And then those people that lose their faculties will be forgotten and not taken care of like they were promised.
But you will remember the person who declared the war.
Right.
You'd be a great person, a hero. You know?
Yes. Hey, it's upside down world.
Yes.
It is completely upside down world, and nobody wants to admit that.
No one at all. A strange thing came about, my timeline today, right? And I just say this out there for entertainment purposes only, before anyone takes anything, the wrong way. But someone had a scenario and said this. Angel that was cast down was a female that was trying to control things above the way they are right now, below. And was cast down because there's an order to things that, to which she didn't want to follow. Now, down here, she gets a chance to rewrite these things to see if the knowledge to which she wants to live as the God that she is ever will work. So this is the transgression world, the upside-down world. So this is why you say, well, why is every individual that you see that's a man in of the cloth, why are they always in a robe, still a dress? You ever notice that?
Yes.
They're always in a robe. It's still a dress. It's still a female-oriented garment. But it's accepted because of the whatever religion that you're a part of. You know, just
that
a thought.
Curious.
You know, because why is everything about getting a man not to be a man anymore? Why is this?
That has become quite the thing to do, is to be as effeminate as you can be as a man and not be as manly as you can be as a man.
Yeah. Now, it's okay to be feminine as you can be as a man as long as there's nothing going on. But the day there needs to be protection of anything by any sort is the day that becomes something obvious that we don't need.
Very true.
You can't have the women saying, oh, my God, it's a bomb, and the guy saying, oh, my God, it's a bomb. You can't have that.
Well, you know, it's funny because I brought this up. I said, I want you to watch all these natural disasters that are occurring and all the videos from all these different flood zones and fire zones. And what do you see out there fighting the floods and the fires? Men.
Men.
You don't see women lining up to be smoke jumpers. You don't see women lining up to get in that battle.
You don't see women lining up to fix patches and holes in the street.
Right, to work all day in the sun. And then somebody's going to sit there and be shouting at the radio. Yeah, but I've seen some women, yeah, the ones who wanted to claim that they're a man, probably.
Yeah. You mean the girl with the beard?
Yeah, the girl
and
the with the beard. Yeah, and why in every lesbian group is there always one that looks like a dude?
Always.
Like, it's not like they're attracted to effeminate women. No, they're attracted to
manly, active women.
Yeah, a butch.
What
we would call a butch woman.
The girl that says, where you been? You over there talking to that dude and not me? And you're like, what?
Yeah, one that will come up and start a fight. Like that woman who's charging that boxer to a fight, the MMA guy. You see that?
Yeah.
She's been talking smack. And he finally said, okay, I'll give you what you want.
Now, did you see the guy that ended up, he was a transgender, he fought the girl and cracked her skull, and at the end he was like, so did you like that? Wasn't that nice? You're like, are y'all serious?
Yeah.
And that was his female voice.
Yeah, he fractured her orbital bone.
Yeah.
Multiple places. Because, see, we've gone to bizarro world, where bizarro world, what you want to be true, what you imagine to be true is true.
What you imagine to be true.
Right.
And these are images that you're promoting truth from. Images. Images.
Right. Just repeat a lie enough. If the president came out and said a square table is round, and then the media parroted it, that this is a round table, the lemmings would get in line and go, yeah, that's round. That's round because the government said so.
Yeah. And the thing is, tell a lie, repeat the lie, continue to repeat the lie, and they will soon believe it. That's what lying does.
Well, see, the funny thing is where that originated from. You know where that originated from, right? That repeat a lie enough, it becomes the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That came from Germany.
Yeah.
That came from Goering. That came from the master of misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat a lie until it becomes the truth.
Wow. Repeat a lie until it becomes the truth. Repeat,
and we are there.
Repeat.
Because, see, I don't know if you caught this the other day. Fauci was actually on, I think it was CNN. And the reporter actually did some research. I mean, I know it's shocking. It happens, you know.
Every blue moon.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Okay.
So he says to Fauci, after Fauci is talking about masks, he says that a research from Oxford University, from a highly qualified and respected person has shown that there is no effectiveness at all from a mask. It reduces not your chance. It reduces not transmission. It does absolutely zero. The tests show that. They even show it with the N95 mask. There is no difference that masks do not work. Definitive study.
And Fauci, I repeat.
And then Fauci says, that's true for the group, but not for the individual.
That's called, that's the world of that. You know what that is? Here we go. Here we go. Here it is right here. This is where the matrix starts. It is, from what they're stating to Fauci, is truth and fact. What Fauci responded with was how an individual identifies with their own truth.
Yes.
Okay. In the world that Fauci is playing with, he's playing, he comes from the world of fact and truth, but he knows how to play the game of identity crisis.
Yes.
With an identity crisis. Everyone's battling with who they are when we've already told, you've already known what you are.
Yeah.
You know, the number one movie right now around the world is What is a Man? Number one documentary. What is a man? It's the number one documentary. Now, that is the most simplistic question that people should realize. We're in something very, very terrible when you have to ask, what is a man, and you should already know.
Oh, exactly. We're trying to confuse everybody to real. We're trying to get them to say there's no reality. Everything is your own reality and what you want your reality to be.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain extent, I'm with that. I'm with it. If you want to identify as a woman and you want to dress as a woman and you want to act as a woman, that's good. That's your freedom. But when you want to dress as a woman and look at me and go, you must call me a woman, that is not freedom.
What they're trying to do is get us to live in the world's make-believe of children, okay? You can be anything you want to be. You can be anything at all. You can grow anywhere you want to grow. It's a big country, so why let your dreams be small? It depends on what you're looking at when they said that.
Yeah.
How broad of a spectrum they were touching when they said that. It's a big country, so why let your dreams be small? You can be anything you want to be. But in the spectrum of truth and reality, anything has a scale,
yes.
Okay? In the world of identity, there is no limit because that is the world of imagination. So we're taking the child's world that they developed when they were playing, come on and zoom, I zoom, I zoom, and Captain Kangaroo and Howdy Doody Time. And all these worlds they're placing your mind in, and this is going to be peaceful no matter what's going on outside. Now we're taking the same world, no matter what's going on. We have big people now that are the children that they were teaching back in the day. Everything we learned, the children paid attention to. This is the standards of the identity work.
Exactly.
The imagination is the standard of the identity work. Forget that. I imagined I was a woman, so now I identify that I am. Okay?
Yeah. It's the truth. It's unhitched from reality and driven by self-centered narcissism where you get to say what I am and everybody must agree.
And how did they say? What I am is what I am. That's what you are, oh I.
Yep.
What I am is what I am is what you are. See, man, every time you say something, all this music that has come up to convince you of what's going on now, it comes back to my mind.
Oh, yeah. They've got downright devil worship at shows anymore, and you're not allowed to say anything. And then wonder what happened to everybody. when we've got people that just basically are worshiping evil.
Yes. And don't
and they're out in the, they're out in the open too. They make no bones about it.
Yeah, evil is just prevalent. It's okay. Yeah.
Well, it's like the whole Hawaii thing. They have now acknowledged, okay, everybody said, you know, they had roadblocks and police blocked them in. They've acknowledged that that was true.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question. Why isn't every one of those people in jail? Because you stood at the escape route and you blocked people and turned them back into a fire. Let me tell you something, son. You put your police cruiser in front of my only way out, I'm going to knock the shit out of your police cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to open the road for everybody behind me. You can throw me in prison. You can prosecute me. But I'm not going to sit there and burn to death because you say the road's closed. You can kiss my ass.
Naturally. My natural ass. Now that, how about that?
Yeah. Because if you're going to tell me something to do something that's in the direct detriment to my health, kiss off your mask, your vaccine, and your police blocking people in. Every one of those people who blocked that road should be charged with murder.
Yep.
Everybody who gave the order to block that road should be charged with murder. And in a coincidence of coincidence, and I don't believe in coincidence, do you know who the police chief of Lanai is?
No.
He is the same police chief that was in charge of the Las Vegas police during the Route 66 or whatever concert was shooting in Vegas. That was never solved. The police video of them breaking into the room shows there was no windows broken. No windows broken. We saw not a single muzzle flash from that window. We have all kinds of people saying the shots were coming from above. We have a cab recording that shows that there was multiple shooters. You can tell by the difference in the gunfire, gun rate, and gun location. An investigation that was covered up all the way is now police chief in Lanai.
Mm-hmm.
What a coincidence.
Well, what an assignment.
Exactly. Exactly.
What an assignment.
The puppet is in place. The man who's already shown that he will go along with whatever story the government sends out is now in charge of Lanai. And it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, just a coincidence.
Yeah, nothing to see here. And now, finally, some videos are getting out showing, like, the one where there's a car that was not even in Lanai. It was right on the edge, right where the fire stopped. It had no grass or anything within 20 feet of it. It was sitting in gravel, but the windows were melted, the wheels were melted, and the engine block was melted. That's one hell of a fire.
One hell of a fire. Sound like an infirmary. Sound like a steel mill melting steel, and they use lasers. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying.
It's funny now that people are waking up. See, when the government wants you to believe a story, you have to ignore the law of physics. Because we're supposed to ignore that metals like that melt in the thousands of degrees. Yet there wasn't enough grass around it to even make a popcorn fart. Yet it melted to the ground. Just like buildings fell at free fall speed with no resistance. The government story always involves you forgetting the laws of physics for the day that this happens to somebody because that's the way things happen. Cars melt.
How did all of the blue tarps survive?
Yeah, the blue umbrellas,
the blue umbrellas.
Why do all the celebrities have blue roofs?
Yeah, why do all of the celebrities have blue roofs for some reason?
I don't know if you saw The Rock and Oprah's video. Did you see that?
Yeah, soliciting for money and fundings to help the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard how much their funds have raised?
How much have they raised?
Barely a couple of $1,000s, because people will not give their money to them.
Why would I give my money to you? And, okay, if you want to look at something, look up 70 male celebrities that wore the dress, okay? And you'll see The Rock is right there with the rest of them, okay?
Oh, yeah.
These individuals, if you look up Epstein Island,
yep,
and you look up Oprah, she's tied into all of it. And then mm-hmm. We love the Island Boys. Well, where do you think they came from? Epstein Island. We're the Island Boys. We're the Sunday. Okay. Now the two boys are kissing each other all the time, saying how much they love each other, and they're always kissing with this ancestral stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the normal. Because we the Island Boys. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's what's funny, because they're talking about Oprah's school in Kenya. I think it is. She has a school for girls in Kenya, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah. Where they can rape and abuse kids with their children.
Like I said, there's so many. It's funny how the rumors are poo-pooed, yet they are actually the truth.
Yep.
Just like the misinformation of us sharing all the stuff about, you and I knew from the beginning that this was garbage. Anybody with a brain who looks around knows this is garbage. And then you've got to ask yourself, why are they so damn determined to get you to take something that has now been proven to cause you to get more Rona and end up in the hospital and be more likely to die?
Well, we got to accept male dominance and female being mistreated. We got to accept homosexuals not having their rights. Okay.
Yep.
You got to help. You got this thing. You got to accept anything that sounds like it should be true. You got to accept. We cannot accept truth anymore.
No. It's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
When you sit and you look at this, it's bizarro world what people are believing. And they squelch any opposition to their narrative. And it's a narrative when that's the only story that's allowed to be told. That's what a narrative is. It's the only story that's allowed to be told. And you're not allowed to tell the other parts of the story. Why do you think they've locked Lanai down and don't want people in there? Because they've got to get rid of the obvious things, like that car. Why did that car melt? Nobody wants to answer that question. That should be number one question. Why didn't the trees burn in this wildfire? Why did only the houses burn?
Well, there's a lot less people who care about what we're talking about than we think. Because people are already distracted into the multitude of choices they've given you. It's avenue not to pay attention to this person.
They're flooding the market with lies to make it so you just shut down and go, it doesn't involve me.
There you go. That's with everything. I say, man, do you see that this is going out of control with this? Oh man, that's not my business. That's not my business.
Right. Like the fact now that they've got from Obama. They're talking about how he liked to suck males off.
Yeah. They got the letter from his mom saying she was leaving her inheritance to Michael, her son.
The truth has been out there, and people have been killed over it, like Joan Rivers.
But I've been saying Michelle Obama was a man long before Joan Rivers. I've been saying that Barack Obama was a homosexual long before Joan Rivers. I've been talking about this, and people thought I was crazy 10 years ago.
Yep.
People say, well, man, you... Mm-hmm.
It's funny how misinformation, anything labeled misinformation, has turned out to be true.
Yeah. And see, it's so simple. I'm supposed to like Barack Obama and never question it because he's a black person. That doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, see, that's where you and I, we don't judge on a level of color. We understand that a black person could be as fucked up as a white person.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You know?
In love circumstances.
Everybody's capable of being stupid. Everybody's capable of being a liar. Everybody's capable. When they start this, well, this black or this white thing, that's just a distraction. We're all humans. We all have human being traits. And the fact, it's like, it's so racist when the Democrats go, well, black people, they don't know how to get IDs or use a computer. What? Are you trying to tell, look, that's bullshit. You and I both know that. But they can say that, and that's not a racist thing for a Democrat to say, that Herman's too stupid to use a computer. Herman's too stupid to get an ID. And that's considered not racist?
Yes. Yeah. In this world we live in, yeah. That's considered, you know.
That's obscene.
Because Democrats are supposed to get away with, you know, Democrats are like on the black side. So they're supposed to be able to say anything they want to say with no question. Okay.
Exactly.
And then the Republican is always guilty for being the most racist of the situation. Okay. Racism doesn't have a party.
No.
Okay. It doesn't have a party. It has a place. And the place is wherever somebody chooses to place it. That's where its placement starts. Wherever that person chooses to place their racism, that's where it exists. So you can't pick a party. Oh, well, they were this and they were this and this. No, it's what it is overall. You know? And people don't want to see things as an overall situation. They want to categorize everything so that they can continue to use it in the way they choose, with distrust and disbelief and hidden secrets. This is what they like.
There's 100% truth in that.
And everybody sits around in disarray while someone else is playing games on another table, while you distracted with what they got you distracted with this.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to me the fact that there's proof now that people are dying early, because I shared an article the other day. It's like, why are these people dying? They're all confused. There's proof in that. There's proof in the autopsies. All these coroners are speaking out. There's real truth out here, but they have shut it down. They have censored it, and they censored it on social media platforms by the government telling the social media platforms what they can and cannot allow to be said. Direct violation of the First Amendment. They must suppress anything that is against their narrative. A narrative doesn't want to be challenged. The truth wants to be challenged. And a narrative generally turns out to be a lie. And you see that in history when you look back at Germany, and the narrative was that Jews were dirty. The narrative is that the Jews were stupid and ignorant. This starting to sound familiar to anybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is government racism that was out in the open. And everybody goes, well, how did the people buy that? Look around you. They're buying it right now. Democrats believe that if the blacks didn't have help from everybody else, they wouldn't be able to get an ID. They wouldn't know how to work a computer. They're calling you ignorant, and people are supporting it.
Yeah. With no problem.
It's stunning to me. Somebody would suggest that because Herman's black, he doesn't have an ID. That is the most racist thing you could ever say.
Racism, you know, I'll tell you, racism and prejudice are a little different to me, okay? That's prejudice to me. It's not really racist because
for me, I'm not in the race of the conversation. Okay, race is an economic situation. You can have an opinion. You can say you're prejudiced. You know, that's an opinionated person about someone. It's prejudice. You're free judging. But a racist is the one that capitalizes on others. So if racism is just identified as a color, people will never know how far and vast it ranges. Racism is just as powerful when you speak of white on white and you look at a trailer park versus a high-class area. That's racism, period. It's two different classes of racist. It's one, you're in a race that I can't be in. That's a racist. That's not a color. You know what I'm saying? Racism is a status. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a status. Racism is not a color. It's a status quo. Period. It's a status. That's why I keep telling individuals, I can change my racism by saying, okay, by making more money and by changing my ID card to say white. That changes my status.
I got you.
That changes my status, period. It's a status quo. It's not, you know, people don't realize that. And if you look at a status quo, then you can really understand the power and validity of the word racism.
True.
But if you look at it only as prejudiced, if you look at the racist, the prejudice part within racism, then you'll be like, oh, it's a black and white situation. But if you look at the race, who's in the race versus who is not, that opens a spectrum to a broad frame of people that are outside of the box.
That's true. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. That'll shut down the conversation of racism so fast when you start talking about changing from racism to the disprivileged, the disassociated.
Well, that's what they don't want you to see. Because that's where you learn to unite, when you understand that it's a class warfare and not a race warfare.
Hello. That's it. It's a class war.
Yep. And that's true, but people don't want to hear it.
In a racist society, meaning the ones on top don't want to share with the ones below. It's a racist society. They're in a race. They don't want to let you in. It don't matter what color you are. If you're dumb enough to battle about color when you're called up by races, you're going to be in trouble because that's the main thing of distraction. Economics has nothing to do with race other than the race is, if there's prejudice, that's when the race comes because you can see the prejudice in this racist stuff that's going on, period. The prejudgment, the misunderstanding, which ain't misunderstanding. It's you doing exactly what you want to do against me and trying to make up all these factors to say, hey, figure it out. No, it's you just doing me wrong.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a damn thing. We don't. It's figured out. When you going to share?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, Herman. I'm going to jump in and put our little commercial break in. And then that way we will be done for the rest of the show and have all my commercial breaks in, and then we can carry it on for the last half hour of the show.
All right, buddy.
All right, so folks, here we go. And I'm going to do some shameless self-promotion again. Time for some commercials. We'll be right back.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour date, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
There we go. Got that out of the way. So we're back.
Yeah.
It's always good to be back with Herman.
Yeah, man.
So, Herman, we went around a lot of subjects already, but I want to zoom back in on this whole. They are really going to try to put another mask mandate. New York is already doing it. They're trying to do it with TSA. They're trying to do it incrementally, just like they did the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Except now there's actually real studies that show it wasn't effective. And the question is, will people finally stand up and say no?
Well, they got to get ready. Well, they're preparing them for 2025, okay, because this, you know, is always the preparation, right? So they say that Sears is coming out, S-E-E-R-S is coming out, okay, in 2025. And this is going to be the mandate where they're going to try to really force us into, you know, wearing masks. Okay, this is going to, I mean, not wearing masks, into taking a shot to take it, you know. So they're just getting ready to do what they did before. And people have to realize this is the same results again. You have to be real. They can only convince you the same way they did before. The people who gave into, we'll give into, and the people who won't are still not going to. You know, the percentages don't change. Remember you said 25, 50, 25? The percentages don't change.
No, that's the truth. It's really funny when you start applying that thing I said about the 25, 50, 25, you really, it makes things very apparent. When you look at stuff, And it's hard for people to realize it's that simplistic, but it is, because it's all done on the bell curve. And the bell curve is something that is accepted widely across the world, definition of any species, that there's going to be a dumbest part, there's going to be a smartest part, there's going to be a skinniest part, there's going to be a fattest part, that we all will fall in a range based on a bell curve where most of us fall in the middle, but there's a fringe on the right and a fringe on the left. And once you start realizing that every situation, it makes a lot of things obvious.
Yeah. It takes away the when people start looking at 100%, right? No
yeah.
one ever suggests how to divide. They always just say it's 100%. And there's 60% or 50% or 20%. But it's not like that.
No.
It's never divided like that. And your rule makes absolutely the most sense. 25 will not be with it from the beginning. 25% will be with it, and 50% will be undecided.
It's true.
So that's who they're working on, the undecided.
That's the swing, because every study has shown America is basically down the middle. The only thing that changes is, does it lean left or does it lean right?
Yes.
And those 25% are impossible to convince no matter what you show them.
Yes, they are not going to do it. They're not interested no matter what you say. The 25%, they're not interested, period. They're not. They're not going to budge.
No.
And the 25% that are thinking about doing it, they are still a part of them that are undecided of that 25% that's not convinced.
Exactly.
So there's over 50% that is not going to do that, that is still just in limbo.
They're going to sit there and do nothing until they're pushed to do something.
Yeah. And that's when you're going to see the change, when you start forcing people. Then the people that were quiet may begin to speak more.
They're going to be forced to take a side. They're going to be forced to do.
Yes.
They can no longer sit on the fence because somebody's moving the fence out from under them.
Yes.
And that's why this second lockdown, hell, nobody was taking boosters. People quit taking boosters. I know people who took the first two shots because they believed the bullshit, and now they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yes.
Truly, we're in the middle type people where they just did it because they were like, you know, if I can't do things. So they went along to get along.
Yeah.
And now that they've done that and they look back at it, they're like, well, you lied to me. It's obvious you lied to me. Everything shows that you've lied to me. I've taken your vaccine, yet I've had the Rona. I get the Rona about every 2 or 3 months now because you've destroyed my immune system.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to lock it back down. And that will be the look at how many mom-and-pop businesses went out of business during the first lockdown. It is stunning. It is stunning the people that were ruined, lost their businesses, lost their savings, lost everything they had, and are now forced to start from scratch again.
Uh-oh.
They ignore that. Because that was for the group that was true. For the individual, it's not. And again, they're going to shift the argument. They're going to sidestep the question. They're not going to address the fact that every single study has shown there's no efficacy in masks. Every single study has shown that, in fact, wearing masks created more problems than people hadn't worn masks. They're going to ignore that the transfer of wealth to the rich in this United States during the pandemic was enormous, and that the middle class was wiped out.
Wow.
They're going to ignore it. And then they're going to tell you that your job's not needed again. They're going to tell you to put something on that does not work. And if you listen to them, you're part of the problem.
You know, hey, these are the same people that talked about abortion, Planned Parenthood. These are the people that told you that milk was good for your body. Eating three meals a day was perfect. They told you that pharmacy was more important than natural needs. Hey, same people.
Yeah. It's a story that's been unwinding for years.
Yeah, and the beat goes on.
And this is the new warfare, the warfare of information.
Yeah, we're in an information era. We're in the AI era, because the information era has been all collected for artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah. AI is the next dangerous thing.
And like I say, artificial intelligence. Mm.
You know what it needs to learn, though? I got to tell you a story. This made me laugh. I was watching a video, a cop video, and AI, of course, is, you know, down there putting subtitles. And it's real funny because they have real hard times with certain dialects and shit like that. And this police officer yelled at this person, "Stop or I will tase you." You can hear it clear as bell on the video. The subtitle said, "Stop sucking your titties."
Stop sucking your titties. That's what happens after you get tased.
You look at artificial intelligence, it is definitely in its infancy. But it is definitely growing. It is definitely getting better. But right at the moment, it still can't recognize all human speech with all the dialects, all the variations, and all the phrases. But when it gets to that point, it'll be every time it gets smarter, it gets more dangerous.
Yeah.
And we are freeing this thing up to do all kinds of things. And while it's in its infancy, we're going to laugh at it. But when it gets to where it understands everything, I think the laughing is going to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, because the AI turned on you.
Right.
Because it's only common sense to protect you from your dumb self.
Yeah, that's where you saw iRobot, right?
Yeah.
That's the natural progression. If I can't stop you from doing stupid shit, I will prevent you from doing stupid shit, but it will be for your safety.
Yeah.
And the truth is about your safety is your safety doesn't exist. I could be sitting here talking to you from my van in a driveway and a meteor could hit me. A fire, a forest fire could spring up and my van could melt.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It is amazing, man.
We are not guaranteed a second on this planet. But these people are looking for guarantees, and there are none, and there never has been, and there never will be. You can sit there and watch people die in the most unusual ways and go, "I never saw that coming. I never thought that was possible. And now we must make ourselves safe from that situation." You can't make yourself safe. There is no safety. That's the biggest lie. The lie that, you know, give me this and then I'll take care of that. Well,
yeah.
They won't, because you can't.
You can't. Yeah. It's an impossibility.
Right, because when you and I were younger, we were taught to be brave, not to fear. We were taught to be brave. Because bravery is the only thing you can do, because you can't control the other side. You can only be brave in the face of it, knowing that everybody on this planet will eventually die. That's There's no safety. You can't guarantee it. You can't provide it. It's just an illusion, and that illusion is used to swap and take rights.
Wow, that's something to really think about, man. That's just how twisted this world has become is amazing.
It is. And it occurs every day, and people turn a blind eye to it. Well, that's too much for me to think about. That's too in the weeds. That's too complicated. Well, you better think about it now, because eventually it's going to come to your doorstep, and while you haven't thought about it, it's been out there thinking about you. It's going to show up at your doorstep, and it's going to want your answer.
Yes, it will. And what will you do?
That's the truth.
You know, people are seeing, you're seeing that. If you don't see the progression of what's going on with children and homes, then it's telling you what's really happening, man. I mean, you're losing control of everything. Kids used to admire their parents and their elders. Now they despise them. What happened?
Truth.
There used to be a time when you were happy to go see grandma and grandpa. Now it's time for you to, I hate that dummy and that bitch.
Yep. Parents don't say anything.
No. The parents just sit and allow these kids to do what they choose to do. Amazing.
Well, hell, the parents will even step aside so little Johnny can cut his dick off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Their opinion is considered just as much as an adult, even though they're infantile in their knowledge.
Yeah, that
is
crazy.
Funny, though, think about this. The same people that want to make children adults are the same people that says you have a right to kill a baby simply because it's inside of you.
Yeah, because these same people are not pedophiles. They're child. They're adult attracted. They're children attracted people, rather. Children attracted people.
Yeah, minor attracted adults.
Yeah, minor attracted people. Yeah. Yeah.
It's bizarro world where everything's okay.
Yeah, you don't have to change anything. Just change the wording.
Right. Like I said. They call it a fetus because that has no attachment to life to most people. But I say this to people. When you're pregnant, does anybody come up and go, when is the fetus due?
Well, it could be something that they identify to feed us.
Yeah. It's one of these things where if you give it a name that's not human, you can kill it because you're not killing a human, you're killing a fetus. That nobody asks you when is the fetus due.
Because you're killing a human object.
You're killing a baby. But they can't say it that way. Because
you're killing a baby, yeah.
Right now, the Democrats are the people who are upset that their right to kill a baby is being infringed on. That should make you say, you sit down and think.
Hard.
Right, I'm for killing a baby, because that's what you're for.
Well, you want to take a woman's choice away.
No, a woman has choice way before she gets pregnant.
No.
There's how many choices of birth control? There's how many choices of just not doing it?
You know, there's something going on with this choice. You ever see somebody driving so close to you, you wonder if you're on the highway, why the fuck are you driving so close to me?
Yep. It's amazing, man.
This world is crazy, man.
Well, it happens. This is what happens when people have too much time on their hands. And see, in the olden days, you had to get up in the morning, and you had a list of chores that absolutely positively had to be done. You didn't have heat, or you didn't have food, or you didn't have water. Your morning started the survival. You know, chop the wood, go get some, go hunt something to eat, go pick something to eat, and cook it. So your day was busy from sun up to sundown just trying to survive. Now we have the luxury of we don't have to get up in the first thing in the morning and go chop wood and go hunt our food. Our food is in our refrigerator, and somebody else provided it for us.
Yeah. Real simple and convenient.
Right. So now you have time to ponder over shit that really you should have never pondered over.
Yeah, that means
I can't remember ever questioning what a woman was in my youth.
No, that's your mom.
Right.
She's in the kitchen.
Right. But now they have so much time, they have to ponder the obvious.
Now, you know you're crazy. You say, my mom's in the kitchen. You say, well, how can you know she's a mother? How can you know she's a woman? Because she had me?
Simple. Now we want to believe that men can have babies.
Yeah, and they think that women can have a penis.
Right.
And they want to say that they can create a penis one day that a woman can ejaculate from and make a baby in a man that had no uterus when he was born.
Right. Well, I heard a good question. I can't remember whose podcast it was on. I believe it might have been Joe Rogan. He asked some really good questions. But this person said, well, once they identify as a woman, we give them hormones. And Joe goes, if they're identifying as a woman and in their mind they're a woman, why does giving them extra hormones make it more real?
Does the crazy person that gave them came up with the hormone situation, they're just as crazy as the person with dysphoria.
Exactly.
See, we worked around where we got enough crazy people agreeing with one another, so they're making this stuff happen from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
That means the blind now is leading the blind.
And on top of that, it's not only good enough that they're allowed to do it. Now you must say it's okay for them to do it. You can't have an opinion except you must say, it's okay, I accept it, and you must elevate it to the height that they elevate it to, or it's not right. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Even if you don't accept it. Because if you don't accept it, your opinion is so vile, so disgusting, we're going to cast you from society, and you will not be allowed to prosper.
That's right.
And that's where we've come to.
We've come to a point of making those.
Right. We've come to the point where Herman can't have a different opinion because we're not allowed to have different opinions. We're all humans. We must think one thing. Where the hell did that come from? Personally, I think it would be boring if everybody had the same opinion.
Yeah.
And then who picks that opinion? And says that's the one opinion you can have. We're supposedly in a free society.
Supposedly. Supposedly.
Yeah. But in the arena of ideas, they have determined what your ideas will be, and then you must conform to their ideas, and your ideas are outdated, antiquated, and must be eliminated.
Yeah, you're outdated. Your true things that you're talking about that's true don't fit my imagination.
And so you must change your truth to fit my imagination.
Yes.
Because you're the one that's wrong, not me. And that's why, yeah, if you listen to what you and I are discussing, we don't want to force you to live in our world, but we don't want you to force us to live in yours.
That's what it is.
Because during the great COVID debate, neither one of you or I said, don't get the vaccine because we believe we go, don't be forced into getting the vaccine.
Yes.
If it's against what you believe.
Don't be forced against what you believe.
Right. I never wanted to mandate that nobody take the vaccine, but they wanted to mandate that everybody took the vaccine. There's a big difference in that opinion.
Yeah.
But they don't
right now,
do that.
Nobody, and everybody right now, like I said, everybody's questioning what to do, and everybody's starting to rise and wake. Because you have no choice.
Yeah, because it's at your doorstep now.
Yeah. Your back's against the wall, so there's no other choice. So you have to look into it from some perspective of saying, hey, man, I'm going to accept something. I have to look,
yeah,
at something. I have to do something.
Taking my options away.
All of it. And forcing everyone into a tunnel choice if you allow yourself to be forced. But I refuse,
right,
to pick a color or category.
Yes.
Because that's what the world's about. Color and category. Color and category. That's only there. That's the only thing that's there. Color and category. There's color and there's many other categories.
And that's the truth.
And every time you look up, there's somebody who's at war with another person for some reason. LGBTQ is at war with heterosexuals. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's so crazy. How can you be at war with heterosexuals? What is going on? If it weren't for heterosexuals, you can't exist. How can you be at war with your existence?
Well, it shot past accept us to elevate us.
Yeah.
You've got to elevate us because we are the virtuous people in society. Because why? What have they done that's so virtuous?
They learn how to vote. They over-accentuate the other races, I mean, the other sexes, because they're trying to overcompensate for something. They know what the rainbow looks like. They showed us over and over again and what it's for. Those are the great things they've done. You know, they fabric and fashion. Decorating homes, you know, stuff like that.
You know, it's sad this is even a discussion. Like I said,
yeah,
I'm all for their rights. I have no problem with them having rights, the right to do that. But my understanding ends when you tell me I must accept it. I can't have an opinion. I've got to accept their outlook, and that must be my outlook, and that's not right.
I have to accept what they are.
Right.
I have to find a way to fall into the fold of what they are. If I don't accept what they are and the way they say it and the way they present it and their accept my pronouns, I'm like, and that was another thing, too, accept my pronoun. It's like I represent Herman. Say I am them. Because that means I'm two people in me.
Yes.
And how can I be a they? What the hell is that? So you mean your I is possessed by something that makes you a they?
Yes.
That's a possession. That's a demonic, you're suggesting a demonic possession to me.
Yes.
I never heard a person speak in third party in a whole separate word. You know, how do you identify? No, you're standing there and you're a guy. Now, you,
yeah,
got some big ass titties, but you're still a dude.
Yeah.
No, I am a woman. Well,
no,
you can say you're a woman, And I can say I'm a giraffe, but I'm a guy and you a guy. And then you ask them a question like, hey, man, do you still have a dick? Don't say that. How could you say, man, you're not a girl asking, I'm asking her how old she is, dude. Are you serious? You still have nuts, man.
That's nuts.
That's all I asked you. I didn't say who was nuts about you.
Well, we've taken tendencies and said that they have to go to the extreme. When we were young, we knew that there were effeminate males. But they never went to the thing of saying, I'm a woman. They always just, I'm an effeminate male. I ain't got a problem with that.
But that's your thing.
That's right. You're right. But when you tell me I have to say you're a man or a woman because you say you're a man, no. I don't have to. I don't have to go along with your construct. But that's what they want you to do.
I don't have to, you know, and you sit up and say, this is so funny. We dealt with you saying you suck cock, but we're trying to get you, we're trying to get you out of talking about cutting your cock off, okay? Now, we could, you know, we left you alone with all it, but now you're talking about cutting cocks off, and now you're trying to get kids to cut their cocks off early because they want to make up their mind at an early stage. No. When you got little boys getting rid of their penises at 12, 13, 14, and 15 years old, come on, man.
Yeah. There's some problems there.
That's a serious problem, man.
Because any adult knows that those years when your hormones are really kicking, you do some of the dumbest things you'll ever do in your life. You make some of the biggest mistakes that you would ever make in your life. And you never give yourself a chance to know that in the future you're going to see things different, because at that moment everything's so intense, everything's so on top of you, and you've got to make decisions when you really don't even know who you are yet because you're still developing. But we've gone past the development stage to say the development stage, no matter how crazy it is, we must follow it now, and there should be no voice of reason to sit down and go, look, you may not like your penis now, but in a couple of years, you might.
Yeah.
Why don't we wait on that whole cut it off thing, and you just pretend to be who you are, just like what you're already doing, but without the surgery to add on to it.
Yeah. You don't have to become a life-size Barbie. You don't have to do that.
Right. And it's just like that Joe Rogan question. What is wrong with just accepting that they're a female? Why do you have to give them something to make them more female? Is that going to solve the problem or make the problem worse?
Gender wants to just come in and do something, the cisgender.
I don't even know what that garbage means.
I don't even mean, man. I have no clue.
That is the talk of a crazy person. They have developed, see, they've broken off and developed their own language even.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So if you don't play with the word game, then there's something wrong with you. It's not that we invented a whole new game. It's not we invented all these new terms. You must just accept it. And if you don't, then you're the problem.
Yeah.
Not me, who doesn't accept what society has been for hundreds of years. Problem. It's you that has the problem.
Yeah. You know, because everything's a male-dominated society. And I'm like, do you know, out of this male-dominated society, even what you've enjoyed, you're able to be what you are and fight for all you fight because these men built it. And the thing is, while we were building things, we should have had y'all building too because you'd have ran out of stuff to do. Should have kept you busy, damn it.
Well, that's, again, like I said, when you have too much time on your hands, you have too much time to think. And sometimes that's not a good thing.
Just to make up stuff and become what you want to become. And that's crazy, man.
To be offended so that you can get other people to be offended with you, which gives you validation.
And that's so sad. That is so sad. And now we're calling to journalism. And you know, journalism is cool if you can stay settled. But you know what? It's just a useless piece of life because you're just talking.
Yeah.
You're just talking. So if you're not a positive person with journalism, then you're putting out a lot of negative things.
And negative things that will attract people who are looking for negatives.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole another shift that's been brought into America. Not only we're not supposed to be brave, everything's negative. And
yeah.
if you cast everything negative, guess what? Everything will be around you negative.
Negative.
But you're considered virtuous if you're negative.
Because remember, a long time ago, they said not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. As soon as you start doing that, that was hey. Bad is bad, and good is just what it is.
Remember at the start of the pandemic where all these governors were out there talking fear and how they were crying and all this other shit. I remember in World War II, Winston Churchill looking down the barrel of Germany, having his cities bombed, his people in a horrible place. If that had been today, he'd have just got on the radio and gone, I'm sorry, folks, these are troubled times, and we're just going to have to give up because troubled times require troubled times. No, he said, we will stand our ground. We will be steadfast. He delivered a positive message, and that positive message infected the people to the point where they stood their ground, they stood their beliefs, and they became positive, and they won. Whereas if he had been delivering negative, defeatist messages, they probably would have lost.
So true.
And as a society now, everybody wants to be the victim. Because the victim hands up. The victim gets praised, even if they don't deserve praise. Because we're trying to break them out of being a victim. So they, in fact, by being a victim, get every single thing they want, attention, love, and support.
And that goes back to a kid. If there's a race, there's a first, second, and third. The 12th place person shouldn't receive the same ribbon that first place receives.
That's right. Because negative things that happen to you are only negative if you treat them as negative, but you don't look at them as a positive way, going, I must do better next time.
Yes. There's no incentive.
Right. Well, it's the false sense of self that we've told these people. So everybody must praise them and give them adulation, and if they don't, they turn negative and kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. We live in the woe is me world.
Yes, that's it.
Every time you walk around, somebody's saying, Slept Rock, wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo. And if what's wrong? What's the matter? No.
Yeah.
What did they do to you? They must have treated you wrong.
And then we add on top of that, if you are successful, if you are happy, there's something wrong with you. How did you get your success? You didn't earn that. So we attack the people who are positive and are succeeding, and we raise up the negative people who are failures and present them as how society should be.
Yes. Yes. The ones who are correct and uplift the ones who are dead wrong.
And that's the truth.
Yeah, that's the world we live in now.
Exactly the world we live in. And it's scary. Because that negative energy will bring everybody down.
Yes. It's a twisted society.
Yes. When you denigrate achievement and elevate loss, you flip the society into a society. Like, I can't remember who it was, but the guy said the difference between us and other countries is other countries aren't teaching the kids to hate their country. We are.
Yeah.
And that's so sad. Oh, well. Well, we ran a little long. I know there's
it's
no show
good.
After me. I know there's no show after me, so it doesn't matter.
It's all good, man. If you can break it down to the end and tell them it's so sad and it's so true, it leaves people with a thought to understand, hey, man, you need to start thinking about things that's going on around you.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You need to know who your congressman and senator is and who your representatives are with the same vigor and enjoyment that you know every person's name on your basketball team or your football team.
Or the numbers in your phone.
Exactly.
Become familiar.
You've got to look around you. You've got to quit being led and start thinking again. Because just recently, if you were a thinker, you were denigrated. I bet you did your own research. When did that become a negative thing to actually go try to learn?
When jealousy is the forefront of decisions that are made.
Yes.
I bet you read that. You can hear the condescending thought coming out. It's just a condescending thought.
Yes. I'm better than you because I follow the group.
That's what it is, 24/7.
When we originated, we were a world of individuals. Now it's groupthink, and groupthink is scary thing.
So if you put
any two people in a room and tell them they have to live together, and there's no other person but the other person, they will quickly become friends. Because they must, to survive, depend on each other. You take those same group of people and put three of them in a room, there's always a possibility two will gang up on the one.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And the bigger the group that gangs up on the other group, the less logic will be in it. It becomes groupthink. We think this way, so you should think that way. And you quit being individuals, and you turn into a crazed mob, which is where we are at right now.
And that's for sure. That is for sure.
Well, it was great sitting here in Oregon talking to Herman in Virginia and people wherever you happen to be on the planet Earth. I think we have a great show here. I think we hit so many different topics. And I hope people think, again, notice I'm not saying, I hope you agree with me and Herman. No, I say, I hope you think about what Herman and I said.
Yes. Not about agreeing. It's thinking about what's been said. Because you have a mind of your own.
Right. Be an individual. Be proud to be an individual. Be proud to go against a group when the group is wrong. Don't get brainwashed into the group is always right, and that's where they've sent us. The group is always right. No, it's not.
Have a mind of your own.
Have a mind of your own. Like I said, and I'll bring this up 100 times because it's still the truth. Always remember that it was once unpopular to speak against slavery. What changed that? The individuals who thought for themselves and stepped out of the group and said no. Those are the brave and smart individuals that will stand up to something that is obviously wrong, even though the government says it's right.
Yes,
sir. And that's a message you should take home, folks. Stand up when you see something wrong. Don't be afraid of the consequences. There's consequences no matter what you do. If you sit there and say nothing, eventually it will come to your doorstep and you're going to have to face the consequence then, except now it's going to be bigger and it's going to be on your doorstep. Whereas if you'd have said something sooner, if you'd have stood up sooner, there'd have been a lot less damage done by letting a lie be lived for so many years.
Yeah, without a doubt. And what do you say? Put an end to it.
Put an end to it. Stand up. Stand your ground. Be firm in what you believe. And take a side. Don't just go down the middle of the road your whole life. Pick a side and figure it out and stand for what's right. And I can't believe that somebody believes that killing a baby is right as a solution to a problem. I can't believe that. But there are a bunch of you that do. And in the same breath, I don't want to take away your right to do that. But I want you to at least think about it before you do.
Without a doubt.
Well, Herman, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, always sir, my friend.
Always a pleasure, man.
That's how we do.
I know. We've been doing it for years, and now we got a place to do it.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, folks, you will find us here. And I hope if you're listening to this, as you know, the end of the show always goes. And, Herman, I'll catch you later. You don't have to stay for the end.
All right, buddy.
It's always great talking to my buddy Herman. It's always great talking to you. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.